code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
On September the 11th, 2012. For newcomers, make sure that you make good use of the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com, because there's lots and lots of videos for download for free, or audios, I should say. And you can go to the archives or get some videos as well. But you'll find that the system that you live in is explained in these talks, because we live in a very, very old system. Not the system that's projected to you at election time, and when people run up to become the politicians. I go into this big societies that decided a long time ago that they would give a sham democracy for the public while they ruled the world. And the world was a goal, a global society with themselves at the top. But they also wanted to set out in the 1800s, late 1800s, early 1900s, to take over all the world's resources, including water, food, everything, minerals, gold, you name it, whatever. The big corporations that they would found would run the world. And that's what's happened. We're there already, in fact. They also set up big foundations under the guise of philanthropy. Rather weird that, because Adam Weishaupt talked about philanthropy and how they would do exactly that. He said that hundreds of years before. So they actually did this with the big international bankers. They created their front organizations, foundations, and then they started to make policy and get their NGOs or non-governmental organizations, armies of them, to push these policies forward by lobbying governments and changing society from within. That way they can control society, the political structure, and they also give you your presidents, prime ministers, according to their own historians, like the Council on Foreign Relations, Carol Quigley. So we live in a very false reality. It's all perception management, and perception management starts at your birth when your mother or dad starts to give you their view of the world. And of course, if they don't know what's really happening and they believe the television version, then they'll pass it on to you. That's augmented by your schooling, and it's very important, in fact, to get the schooling to set you up for later propaganda. It's much more difficult if you miss the school. You won't get that kind of priming for later propaganda. It doesn't take so well. So I'm going to the website, as I say, find out as much as you can. It'll take a long time to go through it, certainly. Do your leisure and think for yourselves. Whatever you do, don't get caught up in just overload of data, because that's also how you crash. Not just a computer crashing, you crash basically with overload of data and often conflicting data, because the boys that brought you the internet also said they'd also give you the war that would basically prevent you from ever reaching the truth. So even for real people who come out with the truth to start with, they're eventually bombarded by bigger organizations that come out and take over, then steer you off into the old stuff, like elect so-and-so and elect so-and-so, the same old scam, until you're back where you started. Always think for yourself. Now, remember, too, that you're the audience that bring me to you. I don't bring on advertisers as guests or sell you anything, or products or whatever. All I have is the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And from the U.S. to Canada, remember, you can use personal checks or international postal money orders. And you can send cash or use PayPal across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal. And believe you me, it's not much comes in, and it's up to you if you donate too if you want to. That's really welcome, as we go through austerity. But as I say, you will never understand what's happening now if you don't understand the past and the big organizations that, as I mentioned before, that set up a long time ago to ensure that they would not lose control of the society they were going to create across the world and all of the resources that they would own, they would have personally owned. And, of course, they call themselves beneficent, if you like, despots. That's one term they used for themselves back in the early 1900s. And technically, that's really what they are today. They're more beneficent to themselves, of course, as they want to get the governments that they own to finance for more taxes. Back with more after this break.
Thank you. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm back putting Matrix, and of course everyone knows this as the usual anniversary of 9/11, the new normal, and of course it's enshrined in history now, and we have their official versions. I won't go into the whole thing at all because everyone I'm sure who listens to this program has heard it all before and read up many, many articles for themselves and all the inconsistencies of the official version. It doesn't matter, you see, that's how history has always been written, the official version takes over. And 100 years later, mind you, sometimes they can tell you a bit of truth. And they even classify lots and lots of facts for 100 years now, even more, in fact, even more. One of the first guys to come across from the old Soviet Union into America was happened in the end of World War II in Canada. And this guy came in, and he mentioned that he had a list of all the top bureaucrats involved with actually working for the Ottawa government, the Canadian government, who were Communist Party members. Lots of them, awful lots of them. And also U.S. members as well in the U.S. State Department. It's quite fascinating. And the Prime Minister at the time freaked out because we were supposed to be pals with Russia at that time after coming through the war. And he left this spy out in the cold, hoping that the guys from the Soviet system running around Canada would catch him and maybe kill him or silence him. But anyway, didn't happen, and he managed to write some good books about it. He went through a lot of reality, and you have to read these kind of books to get the reality version of things as opposed to the official versions of things. Because the official version is the one that you better believe if you go through schooling, for instance. You better believe that you want to get your gold stars on your little chart. And it's always way in history. Britain, or any empire, has always gone down through history saying it went in to help the savages, you know, to civilize them, as they plundered and killed, etc., and looted and taxed them, and even took all their food supply sometimes. I mean, in ancient Rome, for instance, they used Egypt as a granary. That's where they got most of the grain from. And there was never enough money at the end to even keep the high life going for those in Rome. Even though they had dozens and dozens of little countries all taxed to the hilt, it wasn't enough. And of course, the elite always escape and they move in and start a new empire later on or somewhere else. They never get killed off, as you, I'm sure you'll notice if you've read the history books. So there's always been a group coming down through the time who handle money and debt and international financing, for instance. And it probably always will be. Doesn't matter what money happens to be, it's an idea anyway. It's someone's idea, and as long as we're all taught to believe in it, we'll keep on using it without ever really questioning or caring about where it comes from or who's at the final say in what it is or how much it's even worth. Quite fantastic. I mean, thousands of years, think about it. Thousands of years, the same. A small group have gone down through time managing affairs, building up empires, collapsing them, moving out before it collapses and starting up another one. It's not a bad thing, is it, for themselves? And those who are pragmatic and about things will say, well, that's a good idea. You know, everyone should be as, if you like, nationalistic as this, even though you might not have a country. You're actually international, but you're all related through marriage and so on. I mean, that's a way of survival. There's no doubt about it for themselves. But we've seen the farces go on, as I say, and sometimes even Lord Kitchener, for instance, is a great British general at one point. He went into India and Africa, and he slaughtered all over the place. But in the history, the old history versions, he's a great guy, and they always had these speech writers that would put in stuff he's supposed to have said, which never happened at all. And it's easy to do, of course, when it happened so long ago. And brave speeches and all of that. And in reality, he used to go into towns and just take the rebelling, and they take every fourth or fifth member of a household and take them all out and shoot them in front of the rest, and that was to put them in their place. That's, so Britain did the same thing. The Germans did it before them, they did it after them, and of course the Soviet system as well. It was a massive bloodbath. Went on forever, in fact, until it supposedly fell apart, which it didn't, simply joined with the West. So history goes on, and the elite is always an elite, and even Aldous Huxley mentioned the elite as well. But, and by the way, getting back to Kitchener, they actually released some of the truth about him, and it was 100 years later. They actually had it classified for 100 years, and you didn't know what the guy was really like, except this brave guy that gave wonderful speeches about civilization and stuff. But anyway, see, the official versions are always the same. And when they came up with the idea of revolutions, we think color revolutions are something new that's only happening in our time. But there's nothing new under the sun, because the big philanthropists, as I say, and the big NGO armies always have gone in first to agitate for overthrows of government, so that the big merchant boys would take it over. That's old, old stuff, you see. And of course, to the public of all sides, they'll always give you the same speeches to bring civilization, to bring peace and prosperity. They never mention it only to themselves, but things like that goes on all the time. The old, old tactics. The French Revolution is a good example as well. And the similarities of the French Revolution and the so-called Bolshevik Revolution are very, very similar, because the same people were behind them and financing it too, you see, and then ended up dominating them. But you have to dig into history to get any facts and any truth. And you'll often find you've run up against the stone wall of authority and what authority demands that you believe in this liberal society. Now remember, too, Bezmenov and other Soviet agents that came across mentioned that in America, communism wasn't called communism, it was called liberalism. And it was Khrushchev that actually said that when he came over to the U.S. Liberalism is the name for it. And through the idea of liberalism, people would actually sell their souls, sell everything until they're totally dominated, because they would never face up to the ugly truth of reality. We think that freedom is a wonderful thing, and often you are used to fight for freedom, which you think you're going to get, but you never get exactly what you want. In fact, you often get something completely opposite of what you wanted. There's an article here by John Pilger, and Pilger himself, he's never made it absolutely clear where he stands on the political side. It's probably far left, who knows. But the fact is he has gone into countries, done a lot of good documentaries about the big financial elite that run the world and who go into third world countries. They'll even overthrow presidents, prime ministers, whoever it happens to be, in order to put their own guy in, who immediately it brings down the minimum pay, and the big corporations move in and start up their sweat factories or sweatshops. And once another country comes up, it's even cheaper. That just move up and lot and just leave you to perish, basically, with all the mess behind them. That's commonplace. So he's done some good documentaries. He says here, the liberal way to run the world is improve or we'll kill you. And that is liberalism, isn't it? It's like, see, liberalism today, you can't argue with it. They just simply dictate to you what you're supposed to believe, what you can and cannot say. It's liberalism that they tell you what you can say and what you can't say. Think about that. It's double think, you see. And people can't get past the double think part of it. Because they still believe in a primary indoctrination of liberalism. You think liberalism would say anybody can say anything that they want about anything. And yet here you have liberal organizations, so-called liberal organizations, that forbid you to say certain things or even question certain things. And we accept it all. It's a con, you see. As far as the world's most powerful and violent ism, the question will summon the usual demons such as Islamism. Now that communism has left the stage, the answer, wrote Harold Pinter, is only superficially recorded, let alone documented, let alone acknowledged, because only one ideology claims to be non-ideological, neither left nor right, the supreme way, and this is liberalism. In his 1859 essay on liberty, to which modern liberals pay homage, John Stuart Mill, I've mentioned him many times before, he actually did a categorization of all the races that should carry on in the future, the ones that should perish because he couldn't fit in. He was an eugenicist, an elitist. So John Stuart Mill described the power of empire, and he says this, he says, despotism is a legitimate mode of government in dealing with barbarians, he wrote. You see? He's talking about the British Empire conquest and all the rest of it. So it's okay to be a despot in order to civilize them. Civilize means give up all your rights and let's all have all your resources, and a lot of you will want the slaves. That's what it means. Just provided the ends be their improvements, so you improve them at the same time. And the means justified by actually affecting that end. So once you start, using money that you make sure that they'll use, and then you tax all back from them, and then you put in your own public government, and then you're civilized. In other words, to take the wildness out of you. Jumping to Charles Galton, Darwin, in the next million years, he talks about that, about how the elite, the dominant minority, mustn't alter themselves, but they'll alter all the rest of society. But the use of chemicals and hormones, he said, in the water, in the food, injections, whatever, all of it, to stop them being basically wild men. It's just only we, the elites, must be wild men. Quick of the eye, quick to understand, because they'll be ruling planet Earth, you see. But the rest of us won't need it because the state will be making all the decisions for us, government agencies. So we dumb down domesticated animals, basically. Getting back to John Stuart Mill's, it says the barbarians were large sections of humanity of whom implicit obedience was required. The French liberal Alexis de Tocqueville also believed in the bloody conquest of others as a triumph of Christianity and civilization that was clearly preordained in the sight of Providence. He says Providence because he was a Mason, you see. He didn't ever say the G-O-D. If they do, they have to spell it G-O-D with dashes in between. It's a nice and convenient myth that liberals are the peacemakers and conservatives the armmongers, wrote the historian Harold Williams in 2001. But imperialism of the liberal way may be more dangerous because of its open-ended nature, its conviction that it represents a superior form of life while denying its self-righteous fanaticism. He had in mind a speech by Tony Blair in the aftermath of the 11th September 2001 attacks. It's where Blair promised to reorder the world around us. Back with more after this.
Thank you. This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at HempUSA.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's going through all the rot that we have for reality, at least the ones that's authorized it. There's lots of rots out there. But getting back to this article here, it says, talk about the peacemakers and conservatives and so on, the ironmongers, and Hywel Williams, who talked about imperialism of the liberal way may be more dangerous because of its open-ended nature. Its conviction that it represents a superior form of life while denying itself righteous fanaticism. He had in mind a speech by Tony Blair in the aftermath of the 11th September 2001 attacks, in which Blair promised to reorder this world around us according to his moral values. Now, Blair's a little psychopath, a little yes-man for his big bosses, and he's actually mentioned some of his mentors, in fact, in the past, who actually believe in a totalitarian system. They're all university professors, but they believe in a totalitarian system of positive freedoms or negative freedoms, and Blair actually asked about blending the two together. And when you have negative freedom, basically, or positive freedom, I should say, positive freedom means they keep you like domestic animals, but stupid. They don't tell you much, just play, play, play. And another type of freedom, you have a purpose, you're at war, so the whole country has to be at war, on the road for war, and you're in a war mode, and so it's all for the good of the war and all this kind of stuff. So he asked his mentor about that, and if he could mix the two together. And they just play with people, you see, they're just little stick instruments, that's all they see, little dolls, and psychopaths always see the people like that, and Tony Blair is a very good psychopath. So it says, at least 1 million dead later, because of the war in Iraq alone, this Tribune, and this miserably of liberalism is today employed by the tyranny in Kazakhstan for a fee of $30 million. She's got all these moral values. Blair's crimes are not unusual. Since 1945, more than a third of the membership of the United Nations, 69 countries, have suffered some or all of the following. They've been invaded, their governments overthrown, their popular movements suppressed, their elections subverted, and their people bombed. The historian Mark Curtis estimates the death toll in the millions. This has been principally the project of the liberal flame carrier, the United States, whose celebrated progressives, President John F. Kennedy, according to new research, authorized the bombing of Moscow during the Cuban crisis in 1962. Of course, I think they never used it. I think it's all a farce. I don't think they're ever going to use it. If we have to use force, said Madeleine Albright, the U.S. Secretary of State in the liberal administration of Bill Clinton, it's because we are America, she says. We are the indispensable nation. We stand tall. We see further into the future. How succinctly she defines modern violent liberalism. It's not liberalism at all. It's actually, it is an agenda. It's a kind of ism, all right, but it's not liberal. It says, Syria is an enduring project. This is a leaked joint U.S.-UK intelligence file. It says, in order to facilitate the action of liberative forces, a special effort should be made to eliminate certain key individuals and to proceed with internal disturbances in Syria. CIA is prepared, and the SIS, which is MI6, will attempt to mount minor sabotage and coup domain incidents within Syria, working through contacts with individuals. A necessary degree of fear, frontier and staged border clashes will provide a pretext for intervention. The CIA and the SIS should use capabilities in both psychological and action fields to augment tension. See, understand, all propaganda is aimed at the general public, and that's you, so that your guys at the top can get their way with some other country. It's meant to fool you, the people at home, more than anybody else. So that was written in 1957. You think it's all new, don't you? Going into Syria and foment unrest and get them overthrown. This was written in 1957, though it might have come from a recent report by the Royal United Services Institute, a collision course for intervention, whose author says with witty understatement, it is highly likely that some Western special forces and intelligence sources have been in Syria for a considerable time. And so a world war beckons in Syria and Iran. Written in 1957. Israel, the violent creation of the West, already occupies part of Syria. This is not news. Israelis take picnics to the Golan Heights and watch a civil war directed by Western intelligence from Turkey and bankrolled and armed by the medievalist in Saudi Arabia. Having stolen most of Palestine, attacked Lebanon, starved the people of Gaza, and built an illegal nuclear arsenal, Israel is exempt from the current disinformation campaign aimed at installing a Western clients in Damascus and Tehran. On the 21st of July, the Guardian commentator Jonathan Friedland warned that the West will not stay aloof for long. Both the U.S. and Israel are anxiously eyeing Syria's supply of chemical and nuclear weapons, now said to be unlocked and on the move, fearing Assad may choose to go down in a lethal blaze of glory, said by whom? The usual experts and spooks, meaning spies, because most of your information comes from the Council on Foreign Relations, which they own, you see, which owns all the media, all the members, all the editors and newspaper owners, all belong to CFR worldwide. So they give you all this rubbish about all the supplies of nuclear weapons and et cetera, et cetera. We saw that in one country after another, right up to Syria to the present day. And they never find anything. It doesn't matter. Like them, Friedland desires a revolution without the full-blown intervention required in Libya. According to his own records, NATO launched 9,700 strike sorties against Libya, of which more than a third were aimed at civilian targets. They included missiles with uranium warheads. Look at the photographs of the rubble of Misurata and Sirte, and the mass graves identified by the Red Cross. Read the UNICEF report on the children killed, most of them under the age of 10. By the destruction of the Iraqi city of Fallujah, these crimes were not news because news, as disinformation, is a fully integrated weapon of attack. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Well, I mean, this is reading an article by John Pilger. This is spot on with all everything he's saying. Whatever his intentions are, I don't know, but he's spot on with what he says. This documented stuff, it's not hard to find. But he does say this, because he says, like the destruction of the Iraqi city of Fallujah, these crimes were not news, because news is disinformation is a fully integrated weapon of attack. For those who haven't clued in yet, and there's lots of folk out there that haven't clued in, the news is a fully integrated weapon of attack. On 14th of July, the Libyan Observatory for Human Rights, which opposed the Gaddafi's regime, reported that the human rights situation in Libya now is far worse than under Gaddafi. Ethnic cleansing is rife. According to Amnesty, the entire population of the town of Tawarga are still barred from returning while their homes have been looted and burned down. I mean, they're all over the place. They're going into Turkey and everywhere, which of course they know. Never getting, just jumping back for a minute to what Kissinger said a few years back there. He hoped, actually, that they'd take a different approach and when they went to bomb Iraq and all the other countries that had on their list from the 90s. You know, Syria's still on that list. And they had a list for the project for New American Century with all the countries they wanted to plunder and wipe out. But he said if we can get all the different factions afterwards, once we've taken them over, fighting each other, they'll fight each other forever, be unstable, and if we can go in there and just plunder, it will quite easily. So that's what they've done. They've done it very successful. For these big boys speak like this, you've got to take it to the bank, the real bank, the one that really works. You know? Because they're part of the decision makers. If you don't want people to be strong and united, they get all the different factions fighting. They've done it in Britain and elsewhere. They've done it through different factions of Christianity across Europe for centuries. And it says, an Anglo-American scholarship, influential theorists known as liberal realists have long taught that liberal imperialists, a term they never use, are the world's peace brokers and crisis managers rather than the cause of a crisis. They've taken the humanity out of the study of nations and congealed it with a jargon that serves warmongering power. Laying out whole nations for autopsy, they've identified failed states, which are nations difficult to exploit, and rogue states, which are nations resistant to Western dominance. Whether or not the regime is a democracy or dictatorship is irrelevant. The same is true of those contracted to do the dirty work. In the Middle East, from Nasser's time to Syria today, Western liberalism's collaborators have been Islamists, lately Al-Qaeda, which means the toilet, by the way, for those who don't know, it's a joke. It's just, the whole thing's a joke. CIA run the whole bit. For long, discredited notions of democracy and human rights serve as rhetorical cover for conquest as required. So, it's a good article, and it's dead on. And the problem is, we could see this stuff forever. What difference does it make? Because you see, as I think Aldous Huxley said, there's always been a dominant minority. And he said in his speech at Berkeley in the 60s, he says, and I suppose there always will be. Didn't see any reason why it should be any different. If the dominant minority comes down through time, they interbreed with each other, money marries money, and money has the power. So they are the power, you see. Very old system. And as I say, I'll put this article up tonight at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. I'll put the link up. You can read it for yourselves. Now, it's wonderful when we're going to liberate places and you know, with the claim of attacked us or haven't attacked us or they may have attacked us or maybe want to attack us and all that kind of stuff. There's nothing new under the sun. They go in and simply plunder it. That's the whole purpose of it. Remember, news is weaponized. So it's all weaponized. We read this article here to do with Afghanistan, for instance. It says, mining companies would give their eye teeth to exploit Afghanistan's recently discovered $1 trillion worth of untapped mineral wealth. Oh, they didn't know it was there, eh? Even though the Canadian troops that were in there for quite a few years have been sending reports back. Their generals have been sending reports back because they've got all these guys out. These guys are taking samples of everything. And they know exactly what's all there. But analysts warn that corruption, war, and lack of basic infrastructure, because of the destroyed infrastructure, and that's how you put it back to the Stone Age, they did in all the countries in the Middle East, are likely to continue delaying the much-needed mining boom in the country. Much need for whom? For the guys coming in, of course. China's already doing it, and NATO troops are protecting the Chinese as they come in and take all the minerals out. The nation is sitting on a vast reserve of oil, gold, iron ore, copper, lithium, rare earths, and other minerals. What luck we had to go and invade them, eh? It's awful lucky that. But Graham Bowley, the New York Times reporter based in Afghanistan, points out that the country's mining potential has inspired darker dreams and put the government's weaknesses on display. You know, the puppet government you put in. It all comes at what is already a critically uncertain time here, with the impending departure of NATO troops in 2014 and old regional and ethnic rivalries resurfacing, raising concerns that the mineral wealth could become the fuel for civil conflict. Well, they'll make sure of that. So extend the troops, of course. And you've got all the private armies now you can send in there. Powerful regional warlords and militant leaders are jockeying to widen their turf to include areas with mineral wealth. Well, that's the US and Britain, I guess. And the Taliban have begun to make murderous incursions into territory where development is planned. In the capital, Kabul, factional maneuvering is in full swing, including disputes over lucrative site contracts awarded to relatives of President Hamid Karzai. Afghan's mineral wealth is so vast that an internal Pentagon memo, they're a disinterested party, you understand. It's just data that comes into the Pentagon, you know. An internal Pentagon memo from 2010 says, when most of the reserves were discovered, it stated the country was poised to become the Saudi Arabia of lithium, a key element in the manufacture of high-tech devices. However, a mining law to attract foreign investment was rejected this summer because it was considered too generous to Western commercial interests, explains Bowley. Lack of such regulations is already threatening several projects, such as the multi-billion dollar contract awarded to a consortium of Indian companies led by SEIL in November last year. The group was set to mine the huge Hajigak iron ore deposit, considered one of the largest iron deposits in the world at 1.8 1.8 billion tons. China has also moved to acquire mining interests in Afghanistan with state-owned Metallurgical Corp's successful $3.4 billion bids to build a copper mine and a $6 billion railway to go with it. That should enter production in 2014. And as the big boys have always said, you know, well, they're sitting on all that land, and why shouldn't we take it? Because they do nothing with it, you see. That's what they always say. They do nothing. They're just sitting there. They're just kind of in the way, all those people and their old way of life and stuff, you know, all that nonsense, yeah. We're going to civilize them, which means dominate them, which they've done. That's reality. It's always been that way, though. That's reality. And then we go into, of course, when it all started with 9/11 in 2001, and immediately before the dust even settled, we get the big wigs at the Pentagon shouting, and of course Rumsfeld too, that it was Osama bin Laden, you know. And even though, as I say, the guy was dying in France and visited by CIA and talked, they had a talk with him there. He was an asset of theirs, you see. They set him up during the time when the Russians invaded Afghanistan. And so they funded and they set up the warlords and trained them to be fighters to fight the Soviets. I may get Bill Clinton put up again. We'd actually see Brzezinski over there in the 70s giving a speech where he says, this war will be a holy war. It's a jihad, he says, to all these guys, you know, that they were arming. And now he's complaining about them. See, these guys are the instigators. You've got to understand how instigators work. Go into that movie again I've mentioned quite a few times called Burn, B-U-R-N, with Marlon Brando, where he plays an 18th century provocateur on behalf of the big financial interests of his time, and how he went into Haiti and other countries and got them all fighting themselves. Then they overthrow themselves, and then in came the British to maintain order, you understand? Yeah. So that's really how it goes. Now, back to the Council on Foreign Relations, which is just the American branch and the world branch of the Royal Institute for International Affairs. They wouldn't call it the Royal one for America because it wasn't kosher at the time. So they called it the Council on Foreign Relations. Private organization that tells government what to do. They didn't put their own guys in, they didn't give you your presidents. They're all members of it, according to their own historians. Anyway, this is an article. It's so much, this is from the Council on Foreign Relations, but it's so much, it's so Orwellian, it's almost out of 1984. It says, the past 11 years have been difficult for terrorists. They've lost their base in Afghanistan. Much more, this is from Richard Haass, by the way, the president, the Council on Foreign Relations, that none of you have elected, but they rule the world. It says, much of the world's intelligence, law enforcement, and military capacity is aimed at them than ever before. Homeland security in the United States and other countries is far more robust, he says. The horror and tragedy that was 9/11 did many things, and one of them was to galvanize this country and much of the world against terrorists and those who support them. Still, the enemy is resilient. It's really an amazing propaganda piece. It's like something you literally got from 1984 or something to do with the Cold War. You know, it says, still, the enemy is resilient. Weak states such as Somalia, Yemen, and Pakistan are a breeding ground. States at war with themselves, such as Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, are a magnet and a school for radicals who often are or become terrorists. Yeah. Osama bin Laden is dead, but Al-Qaeda and its offshoots live on. You know, the ghosts are everywhere. The internet is a tool for radicalization, so that they police everything, you see, because you may become radical. Recruitment and training. Homegrown terrorists are a real problem, even for the most modern democratic societies. Do you understand? Here we are. Oh, nobody's safe anymore. The whole world's full of terrorists. You're all terrorists. If you've got an original thought, you're a terrorist. And he goes on to say, there are ways to react. And this is the group that has their top people in every newspaper across the world. The top writers, journalists, are all members of the Council on Foreign Relations for every main magazine and newspaper and television across the planet. And he is saying, well, nobody's safe, because even though, you know, Osama bin Laden's dead, Al-Qaeda and its offshoots live on, and radicalization is happening. There are ways to react, he says. Terrorists overseas can be targeted with drones and special forces. Weak states can be strengthened. Sources of money can be dried up, but terrorists will continue to emerge and strike until religious, political, and community leaders, along with parents, do all they can to make clear that terrorism is an illegitimate means of pursuing a political agenda. I wonder if it means, you know, when the air forces take off, they go and bomb countries that want to go in and plunder, if that's also terrorism. Could it be? It's all perception management, isn't it? All of which is to say that they will likely be around and active for a long time. That means perpetual war. I've read the article from the military's own magazine. Yeah. You're now in perpetual war. It's going to be this for the rest of your lives and beyond. On occasion, terrorists will succeed despite our best efforts. That is part of the legacy of 9/11. But 9/11 also shows us that while terrorists can destroy, they're unable to create. They're not the inspiration behind the upheavals in the Arab worlds. No, of course the West is. Terrorists also offer no alternative, only violence. On occasions they do succeed, it's essential that we show ourselves to be as resilient as they are and carry on. That is the other legacy of 9/11. So there you go, you see. They're telling you that this is the official plan for the future. It's all terrorism everywhere. And homegrown ones can happen as well, you see. They might start to understand how their system works and not be too chuffed about it and complain a little. And you're on a watch list straight away. This guy's a thinker. Watch him. I'm not kidding you. That's all it's about. Because the big boys are using psychology and sociology and ethnology and God knows ologies all over the place to study all of us and monitor all of us. I've even got that article I read a little while ago from 2 years ago where the European Union is putting masses of money into massive computer systems to try and get your total personality profile and monitor you for your whole life long to see if you deviate from the norm. And they tell you what the norm is. Norm is being, you know, well, let's talk about television, eh? What's the latest program on TV? I like so-and-so. And that's normal. Anybody who asks a sentient question is dangerous, I think, especially if you can pass information on to others or articulate it properly. You're in real danger then. It's a free world. Eh? It's very liberal, though. But that's the world you live in, you see. And this is from the big boys that run every newspaper across the planet, in every main magazine, in the TV stations, all Council on Foreign Relations, private organization. That their head one is, of course, to say they're all an issue for international affairs, private organization. It's also the ones that set up MI5, MI6, and all the rest of it. And that's the world we live in, folks. Now, here's an article here, for instance, and it's, again, it's how they play the game with ignorant people who don't know any better because they haven't been told. I mean, naturally, you're ignorant if you haven't been told. You can be ignorant afterwards if you don't want to think about what you've been told. That's a choice. The G20 is just what we think tank. It's called We Think Tank. It should do. That's very, very clever, eh? It says, as host of this year's Group of 20, the G20 Summit, it says the Mexican government is diligently finalizing the agenda that its leaders would consider in Los Cabos, and that was there this year. So earlier this week, I was in sunny Mexico City helping advise Mexico's G20 Sherpa. The Sherpas, I've mentioned the Sherpas. These are the guys who go around. We don't like them either. And they draft up all the plans. The guys go and have their G20 meets and have their big massive party and their meals. They draft it all up years in advance. So they go and eat and sign it, you see. But it says the brain trail of the Canadian Center for International Governance Innovation. Now, that's the Canadian branch. Sorry. That's a Canadian branch of the CFR. It should be called CFR in Canada, too, but they changed it when folks started talking about it. So here's the CFR talking to themselves, without telling you that's what it is. So the G20 has a task, a full task ahead of it, and needs to focus on its agenda. And here's the internationalists taking on its priorities for Los Cabos, and they go through all, stabilize and reform the global economic and financial system. Well, that's a big chore, isn't it? But mind you, the guys who own the CFR and set it up, going right back to its history, Alfred Milner, the international bankers, and still own it today. Since this job is one, involves two complementary steps. First, the G20 must continue as it did at the Cannes Summit last November. Now, we did not set up the United Nations. The CFR did, the Ministry of International Affairs, set up the United Nations to bring in world government. They set up the G20, a supranational government, with all the small state, that's ex-governments, that we call states now, leaders, you see, that you think you vote in. Then they formed their own little club called the G20 G20? Did you get asked about that? Do you mind if the guy at the head of your government goes off and joins this international group that makes international decisions and you're going to pay through the nose forever and ever as they throw your money across the planet called redistribution of wealth? See, the bankers run the communist system too, and of course Marx had all that in his own writings as well, the redistribution of wealth. He didn't think it was coming from you at the bottom, did it? Did you? He didn't think that at all. Everyone's conned. If you belong to a group, you're conned. So they go on and talk about how they're meeting with the Mexican branch, the CFR. They mention their own organization, because part of their own organization is the International Monetary Fund. They're talking about all their own departments here, but if you were reading it without any knowledge of that, you would think it's all different, separate things altogether. The whole article is about their different departments. They make you think they run the world, which they do. Back with more after this break.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Alan Watt, we're cutting through the matrix. Now, there's a caller hanging on there. It's Grace from Montana. And I'll see if she's still there. Is Grace there?
Hi, Alan?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad at all.
Good to hear. I have an idea. It's kind of dangerous, but I was thinking about how the dominant minority has basically declared war on us and what we can do about it. And, I think, first of all, people have to get angry. And, I mean, I'm not talking about running around like chickens with their heads cut off, screaming like banshees. I mean, a fire of righteous indignation burning in your gut, because that's the only emotion that overcomes fear and the fear-based system is goddesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's true. Yeah, you understand, too, we have already been through a long war. It's been on us all along, and our parents and grandparents even, with chemicals, injections, you name it, to domesticate us and bring us down to this step where we're not reacting as we should be, like real wild animals. Wild animals are survivalists. Once they domesticate you, then the shepherd is the boss, and you simply do what you're told. So they've been at this for a long time, training the public that the big thing in the world, whatever's going on, it's really not your concern. You're supposed to play at the bottom, and they treat you like perpetual children. That's what they've trained us to believe, and most folk are behaving that way. The thing is, we've got to get it back. We've got to get that wild instinct back and say, and stop being fooled all the time by the con men, and realize that you are an individual. You don't even think of yourself as groups and groups or masses or populations of people. Think of yourself as individuals. Because even the United Nations, it's all for this global agenda. It was set up to bring it in. It's actually said that the biggest enemy is the individual. Because the individual that understands what's going on and can communicate is a real threat to the big boys. Really a big threat.
Absolutely.
And if you regain your independence, your self-independence, personal independence, before you think about other people. And once you do it, when something's wrong, you say it's wrong. You don't just go along with the crowd to be polite or to be accepted with a peer group. You say it's wrong. And if it's a downer, they'll tell you, oh, that's a downer. Well, too bad. Walk away from them and find people who understand what you're saying. But so don't stop talking and don't stop pushing, because we're all goners if we don't.
A war
is so incredibly old. I say John Stuart Mill's, it's worth reading his stuff. He listed the populations, including the Scots and the Irish, that were to be annihilated. And that was followed up by H.G. Wells at the Fabian Society. All those groups that perpetually fought against this banker bunch at the top that was taking over the world, they called the British Empire. It was a banker empire. Those who kept fighting them were to be totally annihilated. And they said the same with the blacks. Anyone who would not adopt this system of economics and go to work at 6 in the morning and finish at 8 at night were to be annihilated, you said. And they all believed in that. They're all eugenicists at the top. They believe that we exist to serve their interests. And the whole con that they've given us of democracy is nothing more or less than that. It's a con. If we only use our own eyes and ears and think for ourselves, like that article from John Pilger, absolutely spot on. They're plundering the planet like they've always plundered the planet, and news is weaponized. It's not to fool the enemy, it's to fool the people at home to get them on board for the next escapade and plundering plan. You need to fight with them, start getting angry, and stop taking this like domesticated animals. Absolutely. Thanks for calling. And from Hamish, myself, Ontario, Canada, it's good night. May your God or your God's goal with you.